of year, it's very common that people want to give gifts to their non-Jewish neighbors. If you live in an apartment, to your super, to your manager, to whatever, to your garbage man. And the question is, what does halacha have to say about giving gifts to non-Jews? Okay, so let's see. So there's two points here. Point number one, the first mission of Avodah Zarah says that 3 days before a non-Jewish, a pagan, pagan is the word of here, holiday, you're not allowed to do business deals with Gayim. You're not supposed to lend them and give them good business deals, etc. And the Gemara says that the reason is because if you're going to do a good business deal with a non-Jew during his holiday, where he is all worked up and ready to pray to his own God, then you're going to cause him to go thank his God for the good business deal that you allowed for him. And the Pasuk says in Shmos, Lo yishama picha, that you shouldn't be the cause for an Avodah Zarah to be praised or mentioned. Okay. So therefore, maybe one would have thought during Christmas or et cetera, if you give a gift to your non-Jewish friend, maybe they're going to go to church and thank whoever, a non-Jewish idea of God, et cetera. However, the two already points out in Yerodeh, Simon Sof, Simon Kuf Ches, that the Rashbam and Rashi pointed out that nowadays this is mutter, because even the non-Jewish people who are Christian don't necessarily practice this as they used to. They're not praying to their God and thanking them for the gift that you're going to give them, etc. But it is good to point out that when you do give a gift to the non-Jew, it should be clear that you're not giving them a gift for the celebration of Christmas, etc. But rather, you're doing it because you're trying to appreciate them and you know that it's the beginning of a new year, etc. So that's the first point. Make sense? Second point, however, which is a little more problematic, is the Pasuk does say in Devarim, Lo Techanem. In the Gemara has three different drashas. Lo Techanem, Pashuk Shat literally means you should not give to a non-Jew land in Eretz Yisrael. Lo techanim, do not give them inheritance. But the Gemara makes an additional level of interpretation, which is that you should not give them a matana shalchinim. You should not give them a free gift. You shouldn't just give a free gift to a non-Jew. The Rambam says that the reason is because the Chachamim didn't want you to be so close with your non-Jewish friends. And by the Chachamim not allowing you to just give them free gifts, it would prevent that. However, the Rush quotes a Tosefta that if he's your neighbor, or he's a dear friend of yours, okay, it's ironic a little bit, but if somebody you know, then you're allowed to give a gift. Why? Because it's eino ela kamocho lo. It's as if you sold him something. What does that mean? Is that it's clear that the reason why you're giving him something is for reciprocity. So you're not doing it just to develop a more of an endearing relationship, but you're doing it more because you are neighbors with him, you know him for a while, and it's common decency or it's etiquette to appreciate him for everything he's done for you, etc. So therefore, and you know that you're going to expect, you know, something back in a relationship. So that's why that wouldn't be over the isser of giving a manas chinam to an avodah zarah. So those are the two reasons, and that's what would be mutter to give to your super, to your neighbor, etc. A gift for the holiday. Again, it has to be clear that it's not because you are celebrating the holiday of Christmas, because we don't believe in Christmas. And it has to be clear that you're doing it because you are appreciating what he's done for you, and you want to, you know, and you want to have a better relationship with him, and you could, I guess, live together in harmony. That's the main idea. Okay? Shkayach.